Much obliged, Jeeves, by P.G. Woodhouse. Read by Dinsdale Landon. Chapter 1. As I slid into my chair at the breakfast table and started to deal with the toothsome eggs and bacon which Jeeves had given of his plenty, I was conscious of a strange exhilaration, if I've got the right word. Pretty good the set-up looked to me. Here I was, back in the old familiar headquarters, and the thought that I'd seen the last of Totley Towers, of Sir Watkin Bassett, of his daughter Madeline, and above all of the unspeakable Spode, or Lord Sidcup, as he now calls himself, was like the medium dose for adults of one of those patent medicines which tone the system and impart a gentle glow. "These eggs, Jeeves," I said, "very good, very tasty. Yes, sir. Laid, no doubt, by contented hens, and the coffee perfect. Nor must I admit to give a word of praise to the bacon. I wonder if you notice anything about me this morning. You seem in good spirits, sir. Yes, Jeeves, I am happy today. I'm very glad to hear it, sir. You might say I'm sitting on top of the world with a rainbow round my shoulder. A most satisfactory state of affairs, sir. What's the word I've heard you use from time to time? Begins with ooh. Euphoria, sir. That's the one. I've seldom had a sharper attack of euphoria. I feel full to the brim of vitamin B. Mind you, I don't know how long it will last. Too often, it is when one feels fizziest that the storm clouds begin doing their stuff. Very true, sir. Full many a glorious morning have I seen flatter the mountain tops with sovereign eye, kissing with golden face the meadows green, gilding pale streams with heavenly alchemy. Anon permit the basest clouds to ride with ugly rack on his celestial face, and from the forlorn world his visage hide, stealing unseen to west with this disgrace. Exactly, I said. I couldn't have put it better myself. One always has to budget for it.